Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls had a big night and got a big win against the Thunder last night. Derrick Rose with a season-high 29 points. Coach Fred Hoiberg couldn't have been happier with the effort.
Derrick was phenomenal, obviously. I'm really, really happy for him. He'd had a couple tough shooting nights. He's been working his tail off, getting in the gym extra. He got here early tonight, got up a lot of shots. He was in a full lather before the game. And then to go out and have that type of performance was huge for him, was huge for our team. Should be great for Derek's confidence.
Bulls next take on Minnesota at home on Saturday. Blackhawks are in New Jersey tonight to take on the Devils, but they're still without Marian Hossa. He's suffering from that lower body injury still. Coach Joe Quenneville says he hopes to have Hossa back on Sunday to play against Edmonton. Corey Crawford gets a start and goal tonight. This one gets going at 6 o'clock. Matt Forte did not practice again today as the Bears continue to get ready for Monday Night Football.
Matt Forte did not participate. Eddie Royal did not participate. Hieronymus Grosu neck did not participate. Pernell McPhee did not participate. Zach Miller shoulder limited. Jermon Bushrod shoulder limited. Shea McClellan knee limited. Ryan Callahan concussion limited. Cam Meredith ankle full practice today. Leroy Reynolds knee full practice today.
That was head coach John Fox with the injury report. Bears face the Chargers on Monday night. And in hot stove news, the White Sox have made a qualifying offer to right-handed pitcher Jeff Samardzija. Cubs also make a qualifying offer to Dexter Fowler. He's expected to decline and become a free agent. Cubs claim pitcher Ryan Cook off waivers from Boston today. And both Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney believe the Cubs are the favorites to land free agent David Price. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Sam Acho, broadcasting live Tuesday from Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown! one.
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building. Something bad's going to happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It is indeed time for our guy Olin, 303, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Olin, your name came up during Pat Manley's segment on the Spiegel and Goff show with Joe Cowley sitting in today. No, it's good.
No, it's fine. Very good.
Because... they're talking about injuries, and Manley was lamenting what are now referred to as 100%ers, guys who feel that they can only play when their perception is that they are completely 100% pain-free or healthy. And he brought your name up as a guy who, over the years, just played regardless and never tried to say, how do I feel? Say, okay, I feel like crap. It's my job to go play anyway. And he believes, Manley does, that it's across professional sports right now, that the understanding, the expectation for playing hurt has fundamentally changed. Do you agree?
Yeah, but a lot of it is because these guys understand their bodies way better than we did back in the day. I mean, I still deal with some of these young linemen who will come in and I'll talk to them and they know parts of their body that I've never heard of. I think they're like dinosaurs or something when they talk about their piriformis and things like that. So these guys are way more educated than we were back in the day. And what comes with that, when you're educated, you start to worry a little more about what could happen to you down the line, which is not a horrible thing, but, you know, I would say that we weren't as educated as these guys are nowadays. And that's a big part of that's a big difference in why guys won't play with certain injuries now.
So if you had known now what you did, you know, if you'd been aware then what you know now, maybe you would have missed some more games.
Oh, no, I'm a complete meathead. No, I'm a moron. So
okay, I'm just checking because I know you played without a leg once. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I also see...
What did I play without once? What did
I wonder
without a leg.
Without a leg, yeah. Wasn't there one game you only had one leg?
Well, I wonder.
Right leg, so I was good.
when a guy like you, when you're assessing, if somebody asks you a simple question, whether it's a trainer or a coach, how do you feel? I wonder if there really are players who, where their pain tolerance is such that maybe they shouldn't play. I mean, maybe it's just some guys are hardwired to feel better than other guys, and even though it's the exact same injury, it just feels different to different human beings.
Yes, some guys are willing to play with things. You know, to put it simply, some guys are willing to play with things that other guys aren't willing to play with. And, you know, football, somebody's always there. I mean, everybody wants those jobs. I mean, there's a lot of centers who want to be the center for Chicago Bears. So, you know, once you give someone your job and put them on the field, I mean, you know, the old saying, you get Wally Pipped. I mean, that can always happen. You don't want the team to know that they don't need you to do that job and they can go younger or cheaper. So you're always trying to get on that field because there's only so many jobs in the NFL and you're always worried about losing it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, though. We also hear that a professional athlete has a responsibility to put the team's best interests and that day's opportunity to win above his own selfishness. So at some point, that guy has to say to the coach, to whoever, you are better off with my healthy backup than you are with whatever I've got for you today. It must be the hardest thing in the world to do, but it could also be seen as honorable.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, you know, but here's the thing. That shouldn't be in the player's hands because a lot of times when I played, it was because there was no one else behind me. And in practice, I showed that I was still the best center for that day. If you're not healthy enough, if you're not able to perform, and a guy behind you is better than you, that is the coach's decision, which is hard. I understand it's a hard decision to tell somebody, like say you have to tell Kyle Long he has to sit down. Well, that's not easy to do. But that's why you get paid big boy money too, just like Kyle Long gets paid big boy money. You have to make those decisions.
It's interesting to me thinking that pro football players wouldn't have some level of pain tolerance higher than others. I mean, isn't that sort of kind of part of the deal that no matter from whatever level you're playing on, whether it's high school, college,
you're going to get banged up a little bit, got to kind of get used to playing when you don't feel great?
Oh, there's no doubt about it that these NFL guys play with injuries and pain that most people don't play football can't even imagine, especially as your career progresses and you get a little older into your, 30s or mid-30s. These guys are playing with pain that you couldn't imagine getting up with in the morning. So these guys are as tough as they come. But Pat Manley is right. There are some guys, even when we played, that they have to feel 100% to play.
What did not just the loss last week, but again the way the Bears lost that game, say to you about what was the larger conclusion of a team that is strategizing to hang around in games, to be good enough to compete, but not good enough to close, not good enough to win the big moments individually?
Yeah, learning how to win is also something you have to do in the NFL, and learning how to close games and make the plays that are needed to be made to win these games is a hard thing to learn as a team, and the belief that you're always going to win, that no matter what happens during the game, we are going to win this game. And things like, Callahan going down and McManus giving up one play, it doesn't snowball into the fact that you lose the game. It's just one play, and here comes the next play, and we're going to make a stop on this next play. But we've been saying all year that the Bears just lack playmakers, guys who go out there, make plays, and finish the game, and that's what they're lacking right now.
Yeah, and when they did, however, get an interception finally, the secondary finally got an interception the other day. So that's a positive, but it's difficult when Olin, when you're watching that ball in the air and you know damn well that shouldn't be caught. I mean, that it just shouldn't be caught. I don't care who's playing; it's professional. Say it just shouldn't be caught.
Right. He said he didn't see the guy coming for the pass, and he's standing right there to knock him down or make a play on the ball. But, that's just obviously Dontrell Rowe knows how to make plays to win games. He's made plenty of plays. But as a team, they're just not making them right now. And there was one play that has to be made. It was a play that would have, either won the game or extended the game, and it wasn't made. And that's what this team is doing right now. But on a positive note, like you just said, Kyle looked way better this week playing football against Diggs, who is an up-and-coming receiver. So the player, Kyle Fuller, has to be one positive the Bears are looking at from last week.
Looks like Jeremy Langford is indeed going to get the start. I see in my Twitter feed here that he apparently has made it clear to reporters that he is expecting to start. What would you say to him if you were advising him on this first opportunity to be a load back in the NFL as a rookie?
Run as hard as you can, but don't try to be a hero. I mean, hit the hole where it's supposed to be hit, and 3 to 3.5 to 4 yards is always a good game. So don't try to do too much. Don't bounce it outside and put us in second and long. Make sure we stay on track and keep wearing on these guys, and your long run will come. But don't try to do too much. Just stay within the system. Trust your blocks. A lot of times in NFL, that hole opens up in the last minute. So for college or the last second, so for college backs, it's hard for them to believe to keep pressing that hole and pressing that hole, and something good will happen. And sometimes they want to do too much. So, just stay within the game, stay behind your own lineman, and just do your job. Don't try to do any more than that.
And when college backs struggle in pass protection, how much is usually physical mistakes and how much is mental or assignment related?
It all depends on the guy, right? I mean, is he physically big enough to handle a blitz, which Langford looks like he's a physical running back. So I think he could handle that. So now you're looking for the mental part of it, because if you jab step the wrong way and the guy's coming from the other side, well, you just got the quarterback killed. So it's going to be a tough job for him Monday night in somebody else's stadium, which really cuts down on communication. But Jay's been doing a really nice job getting everybody on the same page and getting into the checks that he wants. And Jay can really, really help, knowing you have a young back. Jay can really help him with his pass protection and just taking that extra, quarter of a second to tell him exactly who he has and where he has to be on every play.
Now, aside from yourself, let's get back to this conversation about being a tough guy. Aside from yourself, the toughest guy, even though it would be you. That's what Patrick Manley said, would be you. Now, I'm sure there are other guys you play with that you felt the same way, that you see them suffering like you did, or you weren't quite right or whatever. It didn't matter. They were going to play, right? I'm sure there are several Bears that played that had that same mindset.
Oh, definitely. There were, the guy did the post-game show with Big Cat. Sometimes you just watch him. He couldn't even walk during the week, but he'd show up and play. Brian Urlacher was another one. I mean, Urlacher would play through anything. He was just as tough as they came. So we had, you know, after 14 years, you obviously play with a lot of guys willing to put their body on their line for what is their profession and their team.
All right, Olin, look forward to hearing you on the postgame show immediately after the Monday Night Football game from the Score Studios with Hub Arkish and Big Cat Williams.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Olin, take care, my friend.
Olin Krutz joins us Fridays talking Bears. We'll have more Bears with Dan Durkin around 4:40.
Matchups.
And Zach Zaidman is next, latest on the injury front and everything going on at practice. That is coming up in a moment on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. This is the year the Bengals finally get past the wild card round. Yes, I said it. It is the season it finally happens. And no, I did not need to see a beatdown of the Browns to believe it. Doing Cleveland at home is not going to change anybody's mind, but it was just a nationally televised reminder that these guys are different. The Bengals are loaded. They've got everything. They've got a real-life fantasy team and a pass rush. They've got an experienced quarterback now, a game-breaking wide receiver, tandem running backs, a red zone tight end. Tyler Eifert has turned into Skinny Gronk. Of course, this team loses every year in the wild card, like clockwork. I know that, but that was then, and this is now because they are now different. The Red Rifle is different. I'm not going to guarantee a Super Bowl run, but I will say that I've seen enough to know that they will not be going home after wild card week. Who they think going to beat them Bengals? Nobody not named Brady or Peyton. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
U.S. only.
You know, when I'm at home, I never really think about my internet service too much. That's because I never really have any issues with my internet. And I use it a lot, whether I'm on social media for work, streaming a TV show or a movie, or I'm on email. I actually do use internet quite a bit. Thankfully, I have my internet with Xfinity, which is why I never really even think about it, because the service is always great. Hey there, friends. It's Matt of Atacola. My Xfinity internet is always fast. It's always reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. Now, even with multiple devices running, the internet service never slows down. And based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. So you're not just taking my word for it. Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs, whether you surf the web a little or you surf it a lot. Xfinity has a plan for you. Now, if you want the fastest, most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. Maybe you're always thinking about your service at home because it's terrible. So make the switch, and you can do so for only $14.99 a month for 12 months. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com. This offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call today for all the info you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. Their number again is 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Yeah.
Every 22. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's time for a Bears conversation to continue.
Zach Zaidman's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline now. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Some healthy, some still hurt, and we may get some indication as to who's going to be playing where Monday night. What you got, Zach?
I'll get to the injury report in just a second, but I feel bad because I had to leave you guys a little bit earlier than usual yesterday because the conference calls were about to begin, and I didn't want you guys to feel left out. So this is what happened nearly seconds after I got off the air with you guys yesterday.
Hello?
Hey,
how
you doing?
How you doing?
Hey,
what's
up? Hey,
so Philip Rivers was definitely into it yesterday, his enthusiastic greeting from the Chicago media for his conference call. And, you know, much was made about Rivers calls it that 5 to 10 seconds that occurred a few years back when he got into it with Jay Cutler after a game between the Chargers and the Broncos. But a lot of time has passed since then. And, you know, Rivers says that he doesn't really know Jay Cutler. He's got nothing against him. And, you know, Cutler saying all the right things today in regards to Rivers, has a lot of respect for him and what he's accomplished during his time in the league. Now let's get to the injury report, because that's a big deal. Matt Forte once again did not practice Hronas Grassou unable to practice with that neck injury. Eddie Royal also out. You get the feeling that those three guys are not going to play. And then Pernell McPhee missed his second straight day of practice with a knee injury. But again, just listening to him sounds more like maintenance than anything else. It would take a lot for him not to be able to play. And the Bears still have another day of practice, which will take place tomorrow here at Hallis Hall, which would be like a normal Friday if the game were to be played on Sunday. And from listening to Jay Cutler, you really do get the idea that Forte is going to be watching from the sideline this week.
You don't have a choice. Matt's not coming back. Not this game anyway, I don't think. So you have to work with the young kid. I mean, like I said earlier, he makes it easy. I mean, his work and his preparation, you develop trust pretty quickly, just because the way he holds himself to a certain standard each day at practice.
And it's more important to hear actually from the offensive coordinator, who I think learned a lot about Langford from what he was able to do in the brief time that he had to fill in last week when Forte had to go to the locker room with that knee injury.
He did a good job last week when you get thrown in there, and it's easy to sit back and kind of go through everything in your, you know, with your coach in a meeting. Once you get thrown out there and the bullets are live, it's a different animal. And I thought he handled it well. He hit the holes, you know, about as hard as you can hit it. I mean, that's how he's going to be. He's going to be downhill. He's going to hit it hard, and, you know, he's going to try to get it, you know, fight for every inch. And thought he did a good job of what we asked him to do.
How's knowing you have Jeremy instead of Matt this week test you as a play caller, if that's going to be the case?
That's going to be the interesting part of the game. You know? They're going to test him out. They're going to figure out what we're going to do protection-wise. They're going to probably see what kind of runs we're going to end up doing with them. That's a challenge about playing this coaching staff. Obviously, the head coach knows myself very well. He knows some of our coaches, and the defensive coordinator is a challenging guy to go against. I'm just knowing him over these years and going against him twice a year, one time, three times, it's always a battle. I've never had a game where, you know, it's been one-sided. It's always come down to the end of the game, and whether we've won or they've won, it's always been a tough battle.
Adam Gase praising the defensive coordinator of San Diego, John Pagano, Chuck's brother. And Mike McCoy and Gase go way back to their days in Denver, where Gase was an assistant under McCoy. He was the guy that replaced him as the offensive coordinator when McCoy ended up taking the job in San Diego.
You know, what I'd like to know from Jay, and this is something that I wrote about this morning, is we look around what's going on in this league. If I had to bet right now, Gase is one and done with the Bears. He's going to get one of these jobs.
He's going to get a job.
There's very little question in my mind.
No doubt.
That ever since last year when he interviewed in multiple cities, had interest in multiple cities, and had a handshake deal to take the Niners job, he wants to be a head coach. There's no reason to think he's not going to have that chance right away.
Yeah, John Fox was peppered with questions about that. Cutler was peppered with questions about what he thinks of the potential of Adam Gase becoming a head coach in this league, and he said he'd be a terrific head coach. Although it should be noted that if Cutler turned to his left, Gase was right there standing, listening to the press conference. So, but it's clear that these guys have established.
He said he thought he sucked. Bad.
Well, he's never been shy about telling you what he thinks about his offensive coordinator in the past. So even on national television. So I think the fact that it's clear these guys have a good rapport, and it's not just the narrative. The numbers show that they do. The fact that Jay Cutler has now gone, five consecutive games with a passer rating of over 85, which is the longest streak of his career, that is a big deal. I'm a big believer in passer rating. I think it gives you an indicator of what a guy is like. They've crafted an offense that suits Cutler's strengths. They've cut down the turnovers. They've made the team a little bit more productive, and now that you have Alshon Jeffrey back. See, that's the thing. You wonder if they had all their weapons right from the get-go, how much better this offense would be. But the reality is that they've not had the opportunity to do that on a game-to-game basis, yet they've still been able to fight and be there in every game. And to me, that tells you that this coaching staff has done, in my opinion, a very good job of getting the most out of the personnel that they've got to work with each and every Sunday.
Well, you know, I guess if you're looking at this, if you're the owner or a general manager of another team, and there's always people looking, and we know they'll be looking. I mean, I think you can look at this Bears team, Zach, and just take whatever part of it you want and look at this offense and say, yeah, I want that guy coaching my team. I mean, I think there's four or five different things I would look at and say, yeah, oh, hell yeah, I want him coaching my team.
Yeah,
so I
Fox brought up, and I hate to cut you off there, Terry, but I just want to piggyback on what you said, because Fox brought up something that we don't really consider, that most of the time when a job becomes available, it's not with a good team. You're taking over a really bad team, and that's obviously the reason that there was a change made to begin with.
Yep.
It's not just a big deal to get the job, but it's what kind of a job do you get? Because if Adam Gase had gotten the San Francisco 49ers job, would we be saying the same things that you're saying about Adam Gase right now, because he had an opportunity to work with?
He did have it, but he showed his strength and he showed his true colors after agreeing to take the job. Then they said, oh, yeah, by the way, Jim Tomsula is your defensive coordinator and not Vic Fangio. I think it says a lot about Adam Gase that he walked, that he would rather, he was able at the 11th hour to flee with Fangio to the Bears because it wasn't on his terms. That recommends him, at least in my football world, very highly.
And I'm sure that means a lot to him.
No, I'm not saying it has to.
Yes,
that'll get him in the door everywhere, won't it?
I understand the point that you're making. But, yeah, it took a lot of guts to say no, because you never know if that opportunity is going to come again. But I think there have been a lot of offensive coordinators that have gone in and out the door here at Hallis Hall, having worked with the present quarterback, and it hasn't gone the way it's gone so far with Gase. So I think he was taking a risk that way as well. The other big topic was in regards to Adam Gase and Jay Cutler. Remember yesterday the sound bites that I played in regards to Martellus Bennett and his feelings in regards to the offense? So I'm going to play a little bit of that, followed by the reaction of both Cutler and Gase today. Take a listen.
Man, I got a lot of responsibilities in the offense. I mean, y'all got to talk to Jay and Adam about that. I mean, I'm just trying to be a really good employee. That's all. I'm not really tripping. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I do. So at some point, they got to come my way, but until they do, there's nothing I can do about it.
It's never bothered me. I mean, if you're a skilled guy and you don't want the ball, then there's something wrong there. I mean, I want guys that want the ball. I want guys that want to have plays designed for them. And that's part of being in those positions, is you want guys that want to be part of the impact that you're going to have on the game.
We're seeing a lot of single highs last couple of games, and having Alshon back, opening up some of the lanes outside. You know, Marty, I think he had 11 catches that game, and then, you know, some teams started to take him away a little bit. Alshon's got some balls, so I'm sure it's going to open some stuff up back inside for him. So, I mean, like anything else, I mean, he's a little bit frustrated, but he'll be patient, and we'll continue to try to find ways to get him the ball.
Now, if you remember what Martellus was saying yesterday, part of the issue is that you always talk about guys like Gronk and Graham when it comes to the tight end position, Julius Thomas, because they
priceless.
put up these great numbers. Because they're pass catchers, essentially, and they're not asked to contribute all around when it comes to the offense. So it's easy for an agent to sit down with a GM and say, hey, look at these astronomical numbers. My client deserves to get paid this. Will a player who does the dirty work, like Martellus Bennett, but can also be an effective pass catcher, is he going to get that same kind of money when obviously they start to talk this offseason? Or is it going to lead to the kind of situation where Martellus wants out? I'm interested in seeing how that happens. I'm a big believer that if you look at what's happened in Seattle, you know, Jimmy Graham comes in, and like Bennett said, he's not the best blocker out there, and I think it's significantly hurt the Seahawks' running game. You know, they're not the same offense that they were the last couple of years in those back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, and it does have an impact. The other thing that you have to also consider is that when you look at Graham's success in New Orleans, same offensive system, same quarterback for a long period of time, same with Gronk and Tom Brady in New England, and Julius Thomas when he was in Denver with the stability that he had with Peyton Manning. Even though the quarterback is the same here, the offense is different for Martellus Bennett, Jay Cutler, and company. So you're talking about running different routes. It's not as easy, and only recently has Alshon Jeffery been reinserted into the lineup, and I think that'll change some things around in terms of how Bennett is used going forward.
All right, we got to get to nuggets and tidbits in a moment. Real quick, I need you to settle what we were discussing at a little kitchen table conversation this morning, where my son was reading Rich Campbell's notes package while he was eating breakfast. And he was asking, he said, what did Martellus actually say where it says expletive? where he says, was that a-hole where he says, if when you say something, you become the bleep?
Yes.
I avoid
yes.
drama. They don't
yes,
pay the
that's
bleep.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Okay. So I explained it correctly because it's what I assumed it was, but I just want to make sure that I'm not giving my kid a bum steer when it comes to that. All right, nuggets and tidbits.
Jay Cutler's numbers in 14 Monday Night Football games, astronomical. 24 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions, a passer rating of nearly 93.
Well, thank you for that.
All right, Zach. We'll be talking to you.
So tell your kid to play him in fantasy football.
I will.
Well, your kid plays fantasy. Your grandkids play, right?
What?
Fantasy football?
No, my kids do.
Are you? You might want to talk to your grandkids.
I do talk to them.
I don't want to speak out of turn here.
Well, they probably do, but I don't think they're shelling out coin.
I don't want to reveal something. I'm maybe
shelling
not
out coin. Tell me where
know,
the hell they got it.
No, I'm pretty sure at least one of them is playing somewhere. Based on what he told me. Not trying to get anybody busted.
Oh, yeah, you'd be busted now.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:33 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks were undefeated against the Devils last season. They'll try to keep that streak going tonight when they face New Jersey on the road. Marian Hossa not with the team, however. Coach Joel Quenneville says he hopes Hossa is ready to go against Edmonton on Sunday. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal. Puck drops on this one at 6 o'clock. Big night for Derrick Rose and the Bulls last night as they bounced back in a big way from giving up 130 points to Charlotte on Tuesday. Derrick Rose dropped 29 on the Thunder in last night's win. Rose says he's just now getting his rhythm back.
I think no relief. I know it's a process. As long as I know it's a process, like, it's going to be ups and downs. Just because it's a high right now, it's not no relief. I still have to work. I still have to get the most out of every day.
Bulls next take on Minnesota at home tomorrow. Bears running back Jeremy Langford says he expects to start against the Chargers on Monday night in place of the injured Matt Forte. Forte did not practice today along with Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, and Ronis Grassou. Jermaine Bushrod, Zach Miller, Bryce Callahan, and Shea McClellan were all limited. In hot stove news, lots of teams making extending qualifying offers to players today. The White Sox made one to Jeff Samardzija. The Cubs gave one to Dexter Fowler. Cubs also picked up pitcher Ryan Cook on waivers from Boston today. Sam's Club members get a savings book with up to $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with incredible instant savings on many of your favorite brands like Chinette Paper Plates, Green Mountain Coffee, K-Cups, and Reynolds Wrap Foil. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook what on the grill in just 13 minutes.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
So far in the first half of our show, it has been a wide-ranging discussion of various things. Ben Nicholson-Smith from Sportsnet.ca joined us. Olin Krutz and Zach, and we talked a lot about Greg Hardy and just trying to figure out why it takes pictures to be outraged all over again.
That's one we can't get.
About something that we knew about that was described in great detail, in sick detail, in the police report.
We can't get that one.
At trial, we knew all this. There's no reason to get more mad now. You should have been that mad before if you weren't.
Because of what's going on in Detroit, and we know we had a little house cleaning yesterday, according to people around the team, that the future of Matt Stafford is also very much in doubt. Now, he's 27 years old. He's got a giant contract. Woo! He's got a big contract, and that would have to be addressed. But would you be, not for the Bear, but somebody, I mean, isn't somebody in the NFL, given what we've been talking about quarterbacks, they would take this guy in a second, or am I wrong about this? Is he so broken that you couldn't take him and say, I can fix this. Just get him the hell out of there.
Right, get him to a normal system where you're asking him to do more normal things.
Yeah, I mean, I look, his numbers aren't awful. He's thrown 10 interceptions. And he's got 12 touchdown passes or whatever. The interceptions are obviously high, and the whole thing has been bad this year. But, I mean, if you're talking about a 27-year-old quarterback, I mean, you're going to get a lot of action on that.
Jacob DeGrom has changed his mind. The long hair stays. He said,
I wouldn't know him without it.
He said that he was going to cut it all off, and it was bothering him that he didn't like it.
Yeah,
well, I think he understands branding and that it became a signature thing. There were jack-o'-lanterns that were being designed to look like Jacob deGrom. I told you that even, you know, my nephew bought like a Jacob deGrom hairpiece thing that he wears around the house under his Mets hat.
And, I got Mike Verdi, of course.
You know, it's possible that he ends up like Al Hrabowski, where you end up trapped in this persona. Because, you know, what happened years later, Al Hrabowski always had the long hair and the stash, and he got rid of it. But then for the old-timer games, he had to put on a wig and a fake mustache so anybody would know who the hell he was. Thank you, Tanny.
Now, the only thing that Stephen Curry has not been able to do in his career is join a certain club. It's the 50-40-90 club. You know what that is, 50-40-90? Shoot 50% from
right.
the field.
Right. This Kyle Korver was and then 90% from the line. 40% from three, 90% from the line.
Yep. And 90% from the line, and he's not been able to do it yet. Although the start this year, it gives him a leg up.
Too much
volume.
You
know, it hasn't been done that often.
Korver did it.
Been done that often. The guys, Steve Nash has done it. Dirk Nowitzki's done it. Kevin Durant has done it. Mark Price has done it. Reggie Miller's done it. I
thought Korver did it.
I do not see Kyle Korver on this
Maybe
list.
There's a minimum number of attempts involved.
Yeah, I did not see Kyle Korver, but I mean, that's a pretty exclusive club. Nash did it four times. Larry Bird did it twice. I mean, you know, he's been close. He missed. He shot 48%, 48.7 from the field last year. So he just missed it. I mean, although when he shoots, he's shooting from 30 feet sometimes. It's a little hard to keep that up. But my guess is he'll do it more than once.
I don't know if he shoots enough close range shots to pad his shooting percentage.
He does a little teardrop once in a while, but basically, no.
Kudos to our guy, Greg Doyle, who in his new role as columnist for the Indy Star.
He is.
He asked Andrew Luck the following question.
All right.
He walked over to his locker. It was after the initial scrum had, the gangbang interview had abated, and he did the double back.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, did you get Pep Hamilton fired? And what Doyle said, he said, this wasn't asked with cruel intentions. Luck's a professional in every sense of the word, smarter than most people, smarter than me, believe that. He can handle big boy questions. Nor was I trying to gauge the depths of Luck's own cruelty. The question is not, did you try to get Hamilton fired? Because of course he didn't do that. Of course, Luck didn't go to Chuck Pagano or Ryan Grigson to ask for new offensive coordinator, but Luck's the quarterback, he's played poorly, and the offensive coordinator is tied to his quarterback's play. So I asked him, do you think you got him fired? What do you think Luck's response was?
Yes.
He said, part of me does. Yeah. And he started talking about the offense. He said, if the offense has scored more points, the team would have more wins. If the team has more wins, nobody's getting fired. And then Doyle says, not the offense. Do you feel you got him fired? And he smiled and said, yeah. Can't dwell on it. Have to move on. But yeah.
Sure he did.
That's it's good reporting and a very interesting, honest answer.
That said, we do it every damn day when there's not a Bears game the day before. Hell, we'll be able to do it again on Monday. We always ask you to think as if this at 312-644-6767. Yet to come in an hour or so. Dan Durkin will break it down for us.
And we got Zach Harper at the top of the hour with his unique take on the NBA. He's always fun if you've never heard him.
Yeah,
before.
He is. I find it interesting that the guys who've done that 50-40-90 thing, the guy who's last year Jason called him the best shooter he's ever seen in the NBA.
Correct.
And you know he's right. And he still, even at that, shoots 48%, 48.7 from the field. And I know he doesn't get any closer, but he gets a few.
It's a volume issue, too. I want to see if he just takes so many that it makes it more difficult.
Boy, it's hard to believe. I think it's coming, though. I think the rest of it's there.
Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
Shane McMillan.
The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday moves to Tuesday for a special recap after the big Monday night game with San Diego. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. It's a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Little sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now Rose, the mismatch over Cantor. Goal! Westbrook. A three. Chicago's got it. They'll go to 4-2. And the Thunder, who began 3-0, go to 3-3.
Dirk was phenomenal, obviously. I'm really, really happy for him. He'd had a couple tough shooting nights. He's been working his tail off, getting in the gym extra. He got here early tonight, got up a lot of shots. You know, he was in a full lather before the game. And then to go out and have that type of performance was huge for him, was huge for our team. Should be great for Derek's confidence.
Man, I wish I could remember last time I was in a full lather. Good for your confidence. It's our guy, Fred. The world of Fred is spreading now because you're in a full lather.
The crowd growing here at Cortland's Garage, the hottest new place in downtown Arlington Heights. This is technically their official grand opening.
It is.
That makes it the place to be as people start heading back from work and get off the train. Now, this is another downtown that's done a really good job giving people that taste of urbanity in the suburbs, that you get a little bit of that around here. Just like Palatine has done near the train tracks with the townhomes and some of the full-on modernization stuff. It's a nice, comfortable area that I know a lot of people are enjoying. I mean, if you can deal with Joe Bartosz living somewhere near you.
He does.
I don't know what that
he
does.
He very near here. He was going to leave it. He was going to bring his family back, but he was frightened.
Wait, more frightened than usual?
Yeah, more frightened than usual. He was frightened of seeing his family.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it does to property values when you have the knowledge that Joe Bartosz is somewhere nearby. But, you know, the Bulls game last night was fun. I just don't draw a lot of conclusions from it. The one thing that I was looking for, the only thing that mattered to me, as we discussed beforehand, all that mattered was, are they going to lay down or are they going to play hard? And they played hard. So in that regard, they at least answered the bell against a team where effort should matter if they're on their fourth game in 5 nights.
And their fourth game in 5 nights.
They're still trying to figure out a new offense. I don't like their half-court offense that much. It too quickly devolved into one-on-one play, which for Westbrook was one-on-two or one-on-three often. He didn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
It's like it's the Dwayne Wade type stuff. It's like, all right, it's my ball, and I've made up my mind it's going to be me on this possession. And early on, the Bulls were perfectly content to leave Serge Ibaka open, and he hit a couple of jumpers, and they said,
Charles Barkley was screaming for Serge Ibaka. You wanted to get him the ball. You got Durant and Westbrook. You want to get Serge Ibaka ball.
You've got two top 10 NBA players out there in the same yeah. time.
One of them can find a shot, trust me.
I think finding a better shot than Serge Ibaka.
I think so. I believe Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook can find a better shot than Serge Ibaka can. You got to get the ball. Charles, I love you when you're sitting in the studio, only because Shaq is such a idiot. But, I mean, really, I don't know what exactly he brought to that last night except confusion. The stuff he was talking about, I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's not good unless he's in the studio with those other guys.
It's like, what decade exactly are you in with the NBA? I mean, they're playing, and just what I always expect to see when I turn on an NBA game. I don't know what is different than, you say, oh, you can't do this. You got to get the open man the ball. No.
That's not how it works anymore.
It's not how it works anymore.
We've changed what open means now. And if you missed the discussion on the midday show earlier today when Joe Colley and Jason Goff were talking about the really Barkley and others not understanding what the modern NBA has become and how the game is played right now. And
let me ask a good question, though. How can you be a studio host and not understand what's happening in the game?
Because maybe he still sees it through the prism that was created by his playing days. I don't know. I don't know if he's just incapable of modernizing his aesthetic and the
of course, criteria. Harold Reynolds does it, doesn't he? He sees it through the prism of whenever he plays. He doesn't really look at anything. Yeah,
Hawk Harrison has been who's
sees it through the 60s.
Even though he's been calling games up through the year 2015 and having the best seat in the house for modern baseball, is still locked in to evaluating the game the way it was ingrained in him in the 1960s.
Yeah. He's locked in the Yaz chopping lumber.
Right.
I don't need to ask that question anymore. That's where they are. That's where they're going to stay. And you better get used to it, because Harold Reynolds was awful during the World Series. And Hawk is always awful. And Charles was awful last night.
Yeah, I think it's the responsibility of any critic, analyst, observer to observe the game as it is now.
No.
And
yes.
The NBA is completely different. The game has been globalized, and every team plays a more globalized game. Whether you think they do or not, that the what used to be decried as, oh, that's Euro ball, that's because of the trapezoidal lane, and the bigs are soft, that's everybody now. And I said it during transition. You can make fun of Mike D'Antoni all you want, but that guy was an important pioneer. That guy brought a style of play to the NBA that is in large part incorporated everywhere now. And it reminds me, if you watched particularly the 30 for 30, I want to say, of Miracles in Men, that was the Soviet side of the U.S. Olympic hockey story.
So
amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And what it did was tell you how Viktor Tikhonov and the Soviet Union fundamentally changed hockey. And how that got to the NHL largely through the model of the Detroit Red Wings and Scott Bowman and the number of incarnations of that philosophy that have reached elsewhere, including here, and the way the Blackhawks play the puck possession style game, where, as was said by the Soviets, it's the one reliant on the four, not the four reliant on the one. Yeah. And you know who plays Soviet hockey now? Everybody. Everybody, when you watch the game played right now, that's just what's understood. And maybe there are some outposts in minor leagues of Canada that don't, but that's just considered to be the modern game because it's evolved into that.
Yeah.
And in some ways, basketball is playing.
Yeah, I'm good with the NBA game.
And look what the Spurs have done. What the Spurs did to globalize the game, to add in different, largely with Ginobili and Parker. It changed, and it's good.
I have no problem with the NBA game. I don't ever want to hear you need to get the ball to Serge Ibaka. Because if that's how the NBA game should be played, then
you don't like it.
No, I'm going to take a pass on it.
Thank you. We'll pass the ball to Zach Harper of CBSSports.com in a moment. That's next on The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Philip Rivers. That is Jay's most hated foe. Now they rekindle the nightmare. Who comes out on top? We're covering it right here up to game time. Keep it here. Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Is out, but not if you play daily fantasy football at DraftKings.com, because it's like a new season every week. And forget injured players. There's bad players too. They don't have to be stuck with that same team every week. I'm sure a lot of you have buyer's remorse about those high draft picks from early in the season. Your season may be slipping away, but it's not over thanks to DraftKings.com. You can play wherever you want, whenever you want on the DraftKings app in a variety of contests too. You can do what I do. Take the lineup of yours, enter in multiple contests with one click. It allows you to really maximize your winning potential. Or how about you challenge those buddies of yours in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn that love of football into the payday of a lifetime? Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next. Consider this before you draft your Week 9 lineup this weekend. You've heard us talk a lot about San Francisco this year. After scoring just 6 points on Sunday, they benched their QB and even traded their tight end. Maybe you want to avoid those guys in their offense this week, and maybe consider Atlanta, whose dynamic QB wide receiver combo comes to town after combining for over 60 points on DraftKings.com last week. This isn't fantasy football as usual. No, no, no. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.